This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah At-Takathur. Alhaakum At-Takathur. Alhaakum. It has diverted you. It has distracted you. It has kept you so busy. Alha from lahu. What is lahu? Distraction. So alha is when something keeps you distracted from what is more important. What has distracted you? At-takathur. From kathra. Kaf tha'ra. Kathra is what? More. Increase. Takathur is to compete for kathra. The competition for increase. Why are we so busy that we don't have time to fulfill the purpose of our existence? What holds us back? What makes us tired? What occupies our minds? What is keeping us busy? It is at-takathur. Because Allah is saying this, al-haqum. Who does kum include? All of us. Every one of us is guilty of this. This has distracted you. Takathur. What is takathur? Takathur meaning the greed for more. No matter how much you have, you want more. You have one child, you want two. You have two, you want three. You have one car, you want another one. You have one pair of shoes, you want another one. And one jacket, why not another one? Takathur. Never satisfied. Always wanting more, more, increase. And takathur, tafa'ul, there's competition. That because she got it, I want it too. They got it, I better have it too. There's competition. So it's keeping you busy, tashagul. And then takathur also includes tafakhur. Because once you have more, especially in competition with someone, you gotta boast. You gotta tell them you have it. You gotta show it. أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعْزُّ نَفَرًا أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. And this rat race has just made you insane. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. This has distracted you. And this is something that we're all guilty of. It doesn't mean that a person should not desire good things in this world. Yes, he should. However, when it becomes the purpose, you know, the main concern, his main concern, his main worry, his main desire, that all his striving is headed in this direction, then that is a problem. Or when a person is constantly comparing himself with others, now she has this, now he has that, now they got this. Competition for more. This has distracted you. Remember, the more you run after dunya, the more it will prevent you from running after the akhirah. When you chase the dunya, you're only one person. You're only one person. If you're choosing to chase the dunya, remember you're holding yourself back from chasing the akhirah. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Until you have visited the graves. زُرْتُم from زِيَارَة. زِيَارَة is to visit. And مَقَابِر, plural of the word مَقْبَرَة, grave. Meaning you will continue in this, being distracted by takathur, until you will visit your graves. Meaning until you will die and then be buried. And why is visiting mentioned? Because the grave is not the destination. It's not the destination. It's a temporary place. It's like you visit for some time and then you move on to the Day of Judgment. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Some have said that what this means is that أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرِ. You're so busy competing with each other that حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. So much so that you now compete with each other over your dead. You boast to each other over your dead. That, oh, I have these many people from my family who passed away. And you only have these many. So I deserve more pity than you. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Is this really something to boast about? To show off about? كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. كَلَّا, no, this is not what you should do. You are not created for this. سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. You're going to know. You're going to know the consequence of this takathur. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. You're going to know when you die. And then, كَلَّا, no, سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do you understand this? You are going to know the consequence of your takathur. You see this repetition. Because sometimes we hear something, it doesn't go in, doesn't penetrate. So it's repeated. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you only knew ilm al-yaqeen with knowledge of certainty. Meaning if only you knew the reality of this takathur with certainty. If you had any knowledge, you would see your misguidance. You would see your foolishness. But because you don't have yaqeen, you continue to be distracted by takathur. Isn't this amazing? We know whatever we have it temporarily. But still, we run after it. We cry for it. We spend our money, our energy. We keep chasing for more and more. What is missing? Yaqeen. لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ If you only knew with knowledge of certainty, you wouldn't be busy in this takathur. But the problem is you don't have that certainty. This is why you keep getting distracted. But don't worry, you will come to know at the time of death, which is not too far. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ Surely you will see the fire of hell. You will see hell when it will be brought in 70,000 rains. You will see it. ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا Then surely you will see it. عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ With the eye of certainty. You will see it with your own eyes. It won't be a hallucination. It will be reality. And the fact is that both the believer and disbeliever will see the fire. It will be brought into view. But the believer will only see a glimpse of it and the disbeliever will see it as his outcome. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ Then surely you will be asked, يَوْمَ إِذٍ That day, عَنِ النَّعِيمِ About the pleasure. You will be asked on that day about the pleasure that you enjoyed. What kind of pleasure did you enjoy with the kathra of blessings that you had? We learned that one of the companions, he said to the Prophet ﷺ that, O Messenger of Allah, what are the delights that we will be asked about when we only have the two black things? Meaning he's saying, as an Arab, I mean as someone who lived in that area, he said, we only have two black things. We just have dates and water. These are the things that we enjoy. Are we going to be asked about this also? And the Prophet ﷺ said, it is going to happen. You will be asked about these blessings. In a hadith in Muslim, we learn about how once the Prophet ﷺ went out of his house, he was hungry, and he saw Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu, Umar radhiyallahu anhu, and he asked them, what brought you out at this time? And they said, hunger. So they went to one of the companion's house, and he was not at home at the time. So his wife, when she saw the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr and Umar coming in, she was happy. She called her husband, and he was an Ansari, and they brought food for the Prophet ﷺ and the two companions. They brought dates, fresh dates, dry dates, and then also some cooked meat and fresh water. And the Prophet ﷺ said, by him in whose hand is my life, you will certainly be questioned about this blessing on the Day of Judgment. You will certainly be questioned about this blessing on the Day of Judgment. Hunger brought you out of your house and you did not return until this blessing came to you. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ This is why we need to pray, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ That, O Allah, give me the ability to show gratitude to you, to be grateful to you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. Because we'll be asked about these blessings.
Recitation.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة العصر. والعصر, by the time. العصر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by Asr, which is time. And time, what is time? Something you cannot hold, something you cannot freeze, something you cannot stop. It's always moving, always passing on. Asr also refers to the later part of the day, before sunset. Before sunset, the last part of the day, the time of Asr, late evening. As the day is coming to an end, what does that remind you of? What does that make you feel? Another day is over. And this is the reality of life. It's just numbered days. One day goes, and then another day goes, and the sun sets again, and the sun sets again. Wal asr. When Allah swears by something, it shows us how important that thing is. And if Allah is taking an oath by time, it shows how precious, how valuable time is. What's the conclusion of the oath? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, the human being is surely فِي خُسْرٍ. He is in loss. Immersed in loss. Surrounded by loss. فِي خُسْرٍ. And خُسْرٍ, this is نَكِرَة, shows how immense this loss is. All people are losing. Every second we are losing. What are we losing? Time. And what are we? What are we? If we are alive, that means we have been given some time. So we are surrounded with loss, because every moment is a passing moment. And with every moment gone, we have lost a part of ourselves. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. You see, just like, imagine a hot, hot day. When you have a popsicle, every second it's melting, melting, melting. What does it mean? You have to finish it before it melts away. Right? So we have also been given time. We have to use it before we run out of it. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The only people who are saved from loss are who? Except those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they advise each other with the truth. تَوَاصِي is to do wasiyah to each other. Important instruction. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they advise each other to patience. So, everyone is in loss. Except for who? Those who use their time. And how is it that a person can use his time? How is it that a person can make his moments count? Make his existence worth something that will bring him eternal benefit. How? Four things. Firstly, iman. Firm iman that is free of doubt. Because when a person lives with iman, then what happens? Even the mundane, even the daily chores, what do they become? An act of worship. Because he's doing it with iman, with belief in Allah. Otherwise, a person is in loss. Secondly, righteous action. عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Then a person is not in loss. So that means if we're just sitting idle, we are incurring loss. But if we use those brief moments in doing عَمَلْ صَالِحِ, so for example, while we're waiting 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 seconds, if we use that time for the remembrance of Allah, for doing something good, we have not suffered loss. Instead, we have earned something. So the only way you can save yourself is that you do something good in life. And for that, every moment counts. Thirdly, تَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Encourage each other to do what is right. Pick others up when they're falling, when they're wasting their time. تَوَاصِي بِالْحَقِّ. When somebody's doing something wrong, warning them, reminding them. When somebody is missing out on what is important, reminding them. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Sabr, endurance, to not give up. Encourage others to be consistent. Because when you strengthen someone else, you strengthen yourself. When you advise someone, you help yourself. When you care about others, you care about yourself. Because believers are like a building, a strong building. Each part of it strengthens the other. So if we want to save ourselves, we have to save those who are around us. You need the environment, the right company. Recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الهمزة ويل لكل همزة اللمزة ويل a big woe for who لكل for every person who is همزة and لمزة همزة scorner لمزة mocker همزة ها ميم زاي همز and لمزة لام ميم زاي لمز. We have done these words earlier. Some say that humaza and lumaza are both the same. And others say that no, there is a difference. It is said that humaza is one who backbites. And lumaza is someone who is a fault finder, meaning he finds faults in others. Humaza is who? Too much of a coward, that he can't say it in front of people, so he just waits for people to go, and then as soon as they go, he just starts talking about them negatively, backbiting. And lumaza is who? Fault finder. Some have said, humaza is someone who defames a person on his face. And lumaza is the one who defames him behind his back. Some have said that humaza is one who defames people in general, and lumaza is one who defames them because of their lineage, because of their race, because of their ethnicity. Some have said, humaza is one who mocks at someone with his eye. You know, like a gesture with the eye, wink or something. And lumaza is one who mocks at others. How? With his words. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. Every person who humiliates others, hurts them, either in front of them or behind them, ridicules people, embarrasses people, either in front of them or behind them, Allah says, وَيْلٌ, big woe to him. Earlier we learned, one is a person who is تَوَاصَ بِالْحَقْ وَتَوَاصَ بِالصَّبْرِ, exhorting others to do good, exhorting others to be patient. And here is a person who is the devil's brother, finding faults, hurting and belittling and discouraging people. The question is, who am I? Who are you? Think about yourself. When I'm with people, what do I say to them? Do I say words that will uplift them? Or do I say words that will shatter them? الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا. He is the one who has collected wealth. وَعَدَّدَهُ. And he has counted it. He knows exactly how much he has, down to the last cent. عَدَّدَهُ. Deeply in love with wealth. And عَدَّدَ, meaning he keeps count of it, keeps counting it again and again and again. عَدَّدَ, some have said this is from the word عُدَّ, to prepare. So he has collected wealth and prepared it, saved it. For what? For his future. Meaning he's hoarded it. Even though he sees needy, he doesn't give them anything because he wants it for himself. What if I need it? يَحْسَبُ, he thinks, أَنَّمَا لَهُ, that his wealth, أَخْلَدَهُ, it will make him immortal. He does this thinking that if he's got money, he can deal with any of life's problems. But has there ever been an immortal human being? No. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّمَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. Why is he so attached to money? Because he thinks his money will save him. كَلَّا, no way, it's not going to save him. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ, surely he will be thrown. فِي الْحُطَمَ, into the crusher. حَطَى مِيم. حَطَمَ is to crush something to bits, to pieces. It's also used for akul, a person who eats a lot, who's never satisfied. So he will be thrown into that which is never tired of consuming. hellfire. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. Are there any more? لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. He's so proud of himself. He thinks highly of himself. And in his pride, he even humiliates people. Well, he will be thrown into the crusher. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. What could ever make you know what is that crusher? It is Narullah. It is the fire of Allah. Narullah. Why is it said like this? Fire of Allah. To show us how enormous and severe and mighty this fire is. Because it has been kindled by who? By Allah. Only He is able to kindle such a mighty fire. نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَ. One that is fueled. وَوْقَ أَفْدَالُ وَقُودُ. What is وَقُود? Fuel. مُوْقَدَ, eternally fueled. Never to extinguish. الَّتِي, and it is so massive, so severe, that تَطَّلِعُ, it will rise up. عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَ, up to the hearts. تَطَّلِعُ طَالَمْ عَيْن, طَلْعُ, to rise. And remember, طَلَعَ, بَلَغَ are used synonymously. So تَطَّلِعُ can be understood as it will reach الْأَفْئِدَ, the hearts. Because the heart is where the disease lies. So this fire will penetrate through the body all the way to the heart. It will consume the flesh and the bones until it will reach the heart. الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. And remember, fu'ad, in contrast to qalb. Qalb is heart, fu'ad is also heart. But fu'ad generally used for the emotional heart. When you're talking about feelings, then you use the word fu'ad. This person hurt the feelings of others. الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. And fire will reach his heart. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةً. Indeed, it will be on them مُؤْصَدَةً, closed down. مُؤْصَدَةً وَوْصَادَّال. وَصِيد. Remember in Surah Al-Kahf? وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيد. Entrance. So مُؤْصَدَةً is that whose entrance is closed. Closed shut. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةً. Meaning the fire will be closed upon them, as in all the exits, all the doors will be closed, locked inside. See, isad is also to put a fence so that the animals cannot get out. They're locked inside. Just as the oven, you keep the door closed. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةً. The fire will be closed. They will not be able to escape. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا فِي عَمَدٍ. In columns that are مُمَدَّدَة, that are extended. عَمَد, column or pillar. عِمَاد, إِرَمَذَاتٍ, عِمَاد. مُمَدَّدَة, مَدَّة, to extend, prolong something. There's two meanings of this. One is that عَمَد, the pillars over here, this is describing the flames. That the flames will be so huge, they will be like tall, huge columns. See this pillar? This is not even huge. Imagine a pillar bigger than this. Flames, this size, even bigger. So the doors of hell closed, and inside are flames this huge, this tall. Another interpretation is that فِي عَمَدٍ, that because the doors are locked, it will be as if they are trapped inside pillars. Because you see a pillar, imagine if someone was inside a pillar. So tight, so narrow. So narrow. Hell will be constricted, narrow, tight. فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةً. Look at this humiliation. Look at this severe punishment. For what? For hurting others. Either in front of them or behind them. So seek refuge with Allah and do tawbah from this vile sin. Do tawbah. Repent from this. Whether those faults are real or imaginary, whether they exist in people or they don't exist in people, don't mention people's faults on their faces to embarrass and humiliate them. Recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل كل مزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة الفيل. ألم ترى؟ Did you not see? كيف فعل ربك؟ How your Lord dealt with بأصحاب الفيل, with the companions of the elephant? Who are these people? The army of Abraha. Remember Abraha? He was the governor of Yemen. Yemen in the south of Mecca. And Abraha was a governor appointed by Najashi. Najashi of Africa, Ethiopia, not the same Najashi who lived at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, but Najashi before him. So basically when he conquered the lands of Yemen, he appointed Abraha as the governor over there. And Abraha, when he came, he saw that people would travel up north every year. So he asked them, where do you go? They said, we go to visit the house of Allah. We have to do our Hajj. So he said, what is this house of Allah? So they told him, he said, no, don't go there. I will build you a place here, so you come and worship God here. And it is said that he brought glass even from Africa. Because in Arabia, what grows? What can be manufactured? He brought glass even and built a fancy cathedral. And he called the Arabs, come and worship God here. So one Arab man, he said, okay. And he went to the cathedral, not for worship, but to defecate there. So basically he showed him, we don't care about your cathedral. Stop telling us. And this angered Abraha. He said, I'm going to go and destroy the Kaaba. So he brought his elephants in. No elephants in Arabia. He brought them from Africa. Imagine how they must have brought them at that time. And it is said with an army of 8 or 20 elephants, he marched to Mecca in order to destroy the Kaaba. And a few things happened where he confiscated the camels of Abdul Muttalib. This is before the birth of the Prophet ﷺ. In fact, the same year, about 50 days after this event, the Prophet ﷺ was born. So what happened? This man, he tried to destroy the Kaaba, and as they're approaching, the people of Mecca had left. They went and found shelter in the mountains around the Kaaba. And Abdul Muttalib was the elder of that time. He said that the Lord of this house is going to protect his house. And that is exactly what happened. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ. Did you not see? Haven't you thought about how your Lord dealt with the people of the elephant? Meaning Abraha and his people who had come to destroy the Kaaba. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. Did he not make their plan, their plot, into تَضْلِيلٍ? What is تَضْلِيلٍ? When something is a total waste. Total waste. He had this huge plan. I'll take my elephants, we'll march like this, we'll attack the Kaaba like this, and we will do such and such. What happened to that plot? تَضْلِيلٍ. Not effective at all. Failed. How? وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ. He sent against them. You see, أَرْسَلَ is to send to someone. أَرْسَلَ عَلَى is to send against in competition. So he sent against them طَيْرًا, birds. How many birds? Ababil, in flocks. Some think Ababil is the name of the bird. And so they think Ababil are birds. It's like a species. It's a kind of a bird. That's not true. Ababil means a flock of birds or camels. So Allah sent against them tayran, birds. And these birds came how? Flock after flock. Swarm after swarm. Coming from every direction consecutively. And these birds, as they came, tarmihim, they would shoot them. The birds would shoot the people of the elephant with what? Bihijaratin, with stones. So it means they brought these stones in their beaks. And these stones that they shot, what were these stones? Min sijil, of sijil. What is sijil? Hard clay, baked clay. So imagine small and hard clay. Imagine falling from such a height. It's like bullets. And not just one, but many rounds of bullets. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. Some have said سِجِّيل means that from hell, from سِجِّين. Some have said that سِجِّيل is from سِجِّل, something that's written. So for each rock, it was written who it was supposed to hit and where. فَجَعَلَهُمْ. So he made that entire army كَعَصْفٍ, like straw that is مَأْكُول, that is eaten. عَصْفْ عَيْن صَادْفَ. عَصْفْ is basically وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ. Remember? Asf is the husk, the cover of the wheat. So basically the wheat grain, once you remove it, what do you have left? Everything else. The cover, the stalk, the leaves. So that is asf. And it is ma'kul, meaning it is to be eaten by who? By who? People eat the grain, and who do they leave the rest of it for? The animals. So it looked like straw or hay that has been left to be eaten by animals. This is how they looked. Asfim ma'kul. And you see, I mean, these kind of twigs and leaves that are dry, I mean, you step on them, they break, and they're weightless. They're just useless. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. Some have said that ma'kul over here doesn't mean that which is already eaten. Rather, what it means is that which is to be eaten. That which is to be eaten. Like for example, it is said this is mashroob, meaning to be drunk. Not that somebody has already drunk it, but it is for the purpose of drinking. So فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. They looked like stalks and leaves, husk, hay, that is worth nothing. This is what happened to the people who dared to harm the house of Allah. And in this is a warning and a big lesson for anyone who dares to do something against Allah Rabbul Alameen. Recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil? Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil? وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول.